In the middle of question 1, hour 37, what is the performing name of the partner of vocalist Florescent Leach? You're playing in the world's largest trivia contest, Trivia 38. Trivia returns. Phones down in the back. That ends question 1, hour 37. Read like this. What is the performing name of the partner of vocalist Florescent Leach? The answer, Eddie. Once again, the answer, Eddie. Question 2, hour 37. What are the first names of the performing Marx Brothers? Once again, question 2, hour 37. What are the first names of the performing Marx Brothers?
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Together. how they tossed the dice. It had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Question 2, hour 37, what are the first names of the performing Marx Brothers? Good luck. Phones down in the back. That ends question number 2, hour 37. What are the first names of the performing Marx Brothers? The answer, Harpo, Chico, Zeppo, Groucho, Gummo. Once again, the answer, Harpo, Chico, Zeppo, Groucho, and Gummo. Moving on, question 3, hour 37. What is billed as the comic strip that doesn't pull any punches? Once again, question 3, hour 37. What is billed as the comic strip that doesn't pull any punches? Good luck.
At last we are to meet him, the famous Captain Spaulding. From climate hot and scalding, the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
Before you go, will you oblige us
and tell us of your deeds so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
If someone call me Schnurrer.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey, the donkey painted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Teeter, he lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito, hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in Africa.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in Africa.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived, hooray for Captain... Fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
In the middle of question three, hour 37, what is billed as the comic strip that doesn't pull any punches? Good luck from 90 FM.
Won't you ever around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck. Let them see you're up for me and let them see by the ring around your neck. Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck. Let them know
down in the back. That ends question three, hour 37. What is billed as the comic strip that doesn't pull any punches? The answer, Bludgeon Funnies. Once again, the answer, Bludgeon Funnies. Question four, hour 37. Here's a question for all the Osmond family fans. Back in 1972, the Osmonds fan club items included the ever popular O shirt. What was printed on the back of the O shirt? Once again, question four, hour 37. Here's a question for all the Osmond family fans. Back in 1972, the Osmonds fan club items included the ever popular O shirt. What was printed on the back of the O shirt? Good luck.
Somewhere there's music, I'll paint the tune.
Question four, hour 37. Here is a question for all the Osmond family fans. Back in 1972, the Osmonds fan club items included the ever-popular O shirt. What was printed on the back of the O shirt? You're playing in the world's largest trivia contest. Good luck.
You and me, the sun.
Phone's down. Phone's down in the back. That ends question four, hour 37. Here's a question for all the Osmond family fans. Back in 1972... the Osmonds fan club items included the ever-popular O shirt. What was printed on the back of the O shirt? The answer, I'm sweet and innocent. Once again, I'm sweet and innocent.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point, St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I can't believe this. I go home, I go to get in bed, and I change the alarm. You know, you're 61 years old. You figure you have everything figured out by now, right?
Right.
Set the alarm for 3:15, and then you actually have to flip the switch over. Did you know that?
You do have to flip the switch.
Did you know that? Nobody told me.
You're 61 years old. Haven't you figured it out by now?
No. And this is...
What time is it, Jim?
Shut up. This is terrible. You don't know how terrible this is. I've had a full night's sleep. I've had more than a full night. I'm refreshed. I'm awake. This is dangerous. So what? I'm back. I'm really sick. Sorry about oversleeping, but, well, that's what happens when you're alone, you know.
Oh,
that's
boy.
What happens when you're single. Hey, that's what happens when you're single. You forget things.
You get a good night's sleep?
I got a good night's sleep. Talk about it. All right. Well, anyhow, I'm going to flip the switch. I'm back. You know what?
Yeah.
You know what I tend to like to say when I'm really groggy and come in here about 3:45 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and you know, after only like 2.5 hours sleep, but now I've had like 5 hours sleep.
So you're good.
Oh. Let's play trivia fast, Eddie.
Let's do it.
And the complaint line is now open.
Start calling. Thanks, Jim. Moving on to question number five, hour 37. An actor who is made up to look like Abe Lincoln is seen flicking tabletop footballs at a beaver. The beaver is reading a magazine. He tells Abe to grow up. What is the name of the magazine that the beaver is reading? Once again, question five, hour 37. An actor who is made up to look like Abe Lincoln is seen flicking tabletop footballs at a beaver. The beaver is reading a magazine. He tells Abe to grow up. What is the name of the magazine that the beaver is reading? Good luck.
I'm so happy to be here tonight. So glad to be in your wonderful city. And I have a little message for you. And I want to tell every woman and every man tonight. The devil needed someone to love. The devil had somebody to love. The devil had somebody to understand. The devil had someone that needs their love all the time. Someone is with them when they're up. Somebody's with them when they're down. If you had yourself somebody like this, you better hold on to them. Because let me tell you something. Sometimes you get what you want, and you lose what you have. And there's a song I sing, and I believe if everybody was to sing this song, you'd save the whole world. Listen to me. Everybody needs somebody. Now, baby, the tease. Some
In the middle of question 5, hour 37, an actor who is made up to look like Abe Lincoln is seen flicking tabletop footballs at a beaver. The beaver is reading a magazine. He tells Abe to grow up. What is the name of the magazine that the beaver is reading? Good luck. Phone's down in the back. That ends question 5, hour 37. An actor who was made up to look like Abe Lincoln is seen flicking tabletop footballs at a beaver. The beaver is reading a magazine. He tells Abe to grow up. What is the name of the magazine that the beaver is reading? The answer, Gone Fishing. Once again, the answer, Gone Fishing. Question 6, hour 37. Big screen character Marge Oliver was employed as a bank teller who was doing a satisfactory job, but nonetheless was let go by her employer. What is the name of the bank at which she was employed as a teller? Once again, question number 6, hour 37. Big screen character Marge Oliver was employed as a bank teller who was doing a satisfactory job, but nonetheless was let go by her employer. What is the name of the bank at which she was employed as a teller? Good luck. the middle of question six, hour 37, big screen character, Marge Oliver was employed as a bank teller who was doing a satisfactory job, but nonetheless was let go by her employer. What is the name of the bank at which she was employed as a teller? You're playing in the world's largest trivia contest. Phones down the back. That ends question six, hour 37. Big screen character Marge Oliver was employed as a bank teller who was doing a satisfactory job, but nonetheless was let go by her employer. What is the name of the bank at which she was employed as a teller? The answer, Sherman State Bank. Once again, the answer, Sherman State Bank. Question seven, hour 37. This golfer, while leading in a United States Open, hit a shot that skipped across a water hazard. Overwhelmed with joy, he threw his club in the air. It fell, hitting him in the head, knocking him out. After waking up, he finished the tournament in third place as he played dizzy. What is the first and last name of this golfer? Once again, question 7, hour 37. This golfer, while leading in a United States Open, hit a shot that skipped across a water hazard. Overwhelmed with joy, he threw his club in the air. It fell, hitting him in the head, knocking him out. After waking up, he finished the tournament in third place as he played dizzy. What is the first and last name of this golfer?
Yeah.
In the middle of question 7, hour 37, this golfer, while leading in a United States Open, hit a shot that skipped across a water hazard. Overwhelmed with joy, he threw his club in the air. It fell, hitting him in the head, knocking him out. After waking up, he finished the tournament in third place as he played dizzy. What is the first and last name of this golfer? Good luck. Phones down in the back. That ends question 7, hour 37. This golfer, while leading in a United States Open, hit a shot that skipped across a water hazard. Overwhelmed with joy, he threw his club in the air. It fell, hitting him in the head, knocking him out. After waking up, he finished the tournament in third place as he played dizzy. What is the first and last name of this golfer? The answer, Bobby Cruickshank. Once again, the answer, Bobby Cruickshank. Moving on to the final question, question 837. Once again, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Look at the guitar-playing Romeo in picture number 14 in the new Trivia Times. What is the first and last name of the suave gentleman strumming the guitar? Again, question 8, hour 37. Once again, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Look at the guitar-playing Romeo in picture number 14. In the new Trivia Times, what is the first and last name of the suave gentleman strumming the guitar? Good luck.
Thank you.
In the middle of question 8, hour 37, once again, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Look at the guitar playing Romeo in picture number 14 in the new Trivia Times. What is the first and last name of the suave gentleman strumming the guitar? Good luck from 90FM. Phones down in the back. That puts an end to question 8, hour 37. Once again, get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Look at the guitar playing Romeo in picture number 14 in the new Trivia Times. What is the first and last name of the suave gentleman strumming the guitar? The answer, James Cagney. Once again, the answer, James Cagney.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good morning. With 90FM News, I'm John Harry. Mike White underestimated the manners of his cast in the film Year of the Dog. He found out the canines were so well trained, they had to be reminded how to be real dogs. White wanted anarchy on the set when Molly Shannon's character brought home a house full of dogs, but he says the pooches just sat there. He also says he and the trainer had to teach the animals how to do things like knock over furniture and have accidents on the rug. Now these dogs may take up motorcycling and bandanas now that they're bad to the bone. Some musicians were surprised at how much their nerves caused them to shake, but it was only an earthquake.
That wasn't enough to stop them from setting the record for the world's largest concert. Over 900 musicians in Japan aged 6 to 89 took turns performing in a 9-day marathon with breaks of no more than 5 minutes between acts. They played 184 hours non-stop. An official from the Guinness Book of World Records was on hand to certify the record. The previous record was 182 hours. During Sunday's quake, the pianist continued on with her tune. The organizer says the whole place was shaking quite badly, but she went right on playing. Even the super supportive family members decided not to buy the performer's flowers because they would have wilted before intermission. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
Your central Wisconsin weather for this trivia Sunday. Partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy as the day wears on. A chance of late afternoon thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s, and showers and thunder boomers into the night. Lows around 50 as the sun goes down. Currently, it is 56 degrees. Thank you very much. I'll have the top five teams and the point values from hour 37 and question one for hour 38 of trivia. 38 after the trivia focus.
Hi, this is Jesse with 90FM. Would you like to do a trivia focus?
Sure.
Great. Well, first off, what's your team name?
Team Evenflo.
Team Evenflo. And how'd you get that name?
It's my son's gutter business.
Oh, what's a gutter business?
He puts on seamless gutters on homes.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. All right. Well, how long has your team been playing?
Off and on, we've been playing for over 15 years.
So is it pretty much the same people all 15 years, or you have new people and new faces?
We keep adding people all the time.
How many players do you have on your team this year?
We have like 40 people.
40 people, wow. So do you have computers for everyone, or how does this work?
We just mostly sit around and they drink beer.
Oh, well, that works too. So are there a lot of drunks walking around then, or is it...
Right now, there's no drunks walking around. They're all sleeping.
Oh, that's good. How many people are awake right now?
Three.
Three? So what kind of food have you been eating this weekend?
A lot of barbecues and Italian beef.
What would be your best pickup line?
I don't know. Beef?
Ballpark, what's about the amount of food your team will eat this weekend in pounds?
About 50 pounds.
Well, do you have a favorite DJ here at 90FM?
You.
Me? Oh. Do you listen to 90FM outside the contest?
Occasionally.
Is there a specific radio program you listen to, or?
The jazz.
The jazz side? All right, great. If Oz had a weakness, which he doesn't, but if he does, what do you think his kryptonite would be?
His hair.
His hair? That makes sense. All right, well, thank you very much for doing the trivia focus with me, and have a great contest. For 90FM's trivia focus, I am Jesse Salcido.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in hour 36 of Trivia 38 are: question one was worth 25 points. Question 2, 45 points. Question 3, 285 points. Question 4, 100 points. Question 5, 15 points. Question 6, 30 points. Question 7, 10 points. Question 8 was 30 points. Once again, the point values for questions in hour 36 of Trivia 38. Question 1, 25 points. Question 2, 45 points. Question 3, 285 points. Question 4, 100 points. Question 5, 15 points. Question 6, 30 points. Question 7, 10 points. And question 8 was 30 points. The top five teams in standings as of hour 36, question 8, are in fifth place with 5,780 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In fourth place with 6,085 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In third place with 6,500 points is Knights of Neek. In second place with 6,965 points is Return of Sloopy X, which is tied with the network. In first place with 7,115 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Mutated Members. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Time.